With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Victor is on the phone, and today he wants to call a woman named Zoe. And I'm surprised he's not getting a call back because they played the most fun first date game ever. Where's that smell coming from? It's always a fun game to play on a first date. And unfortunately for Victor, that smell was coming from him because he showed up late. He had to actually run there, and by the time he got there, he had body odor, so he excused himself to the bathroom, put on a bunch of cologne, and smelled pungent. He blamed the smell on the appetizer, but I don't know if his date bought it. All right, Victor, you ready to call Zoe and see if it was your funky armpits that did you in?
Yeah, I'm all set.
And can you promise when you take her at it again, no from-behind surprise hugs? Like, nobody wants that.
It was an awkward moment.
Yeah.
Forgot to add that along with the smell, when they were walking out of the restaurant, Victor just grabbed her from behind and gave her a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that was not only creepy, but also very smelly, and she realized it wasn't coming from the appetizer.
Yeah, well, he didn't try to throw her in the trunk of his car, so she was probably good with it.
Well, she's lucky we didn't go to dessert, because that's probably what I would have done.
Yeah. You're sick, Victor.
Well, the way this date went for you, it wouldn't surprise me at all. All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone, and find out why she's not calling you back, okay?
I really appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. All right, no problem. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Zoe, please?
This is Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Jubal?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Do you know Jubal or do you not know Jubal?
I've heard of... Wait, where are you guys from?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio program. Some people might call it a showgram.
Oh, that's smart.
It's a radio show.
Wait. Am I on the radio?
Do you want to be?
What?
Because we can make that happen because it's a radio show, you know? We can make that happen if you want to be.
Why are you calling me?
Do you want to know why?
Yes, that's why she asked, Jubal.
Okay, cool. We're calling you because we got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Who?
Well, his name is Victor, and you guys went out on a date.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why would he email a radio station about our date?
Well, because we do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. So Victor is confused why you won't call him back.
That's weird.
It is.
Why? Because it should be obvious why you're not calling him back. Is that why it's weird?
I mean, I would have thought so.
Really?
It was odd. I know.
You know, Zoe, from Victor's description of the date, he also knows it was kind of weird, but he really liked you and would like a shot at a do-over, but he says he can't get a hold of you. I mean, what's the reason that you don't want to call him back?
I mean, we're very different people. I mean, I've been on several, you know, first dates that were a little off, but this one was just like, I can't explain. I don't want to embarrass him or anything, but...
What? We talked to him already, and there's no way you could embarrass him any more than he's already embarrassed himself to us about the date. So
he told us a lot.
Okay, well, then you probably already know. I mean, it was kind of inappropriate what happened.
Oh, my God. It was the hug. It was the weird back hug, wasn't it, at the end? He told us about the surprise hug. He came up from behind. I would have punched him.
Awkward.
It was awkward, but he didn't seem harmful, so no, I didn't punch him or anything. But that wasn't even the weird part, honestly, not the weirdest part of the date.
Are you talking about him showing up late and smelling like a used gym towel?
No, I mean, I knew something smelled, but I didn't notice him smelling any particular way.
Okay. Oh. So what are you talking about then? Because those are two really big red flags that he described to us.
Okay, so the conversation, it got pretty in-depth, which is kind of nice on a first date, but it went, I don't know if he was doing it on purpose, but he just got a little too personal with some of his questions.
Like what?
Okay, so we talked about goals in life, which I think is pretty important. And he's very much a numbers guy. And he said he wanted to retire early.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, had I ever thought about it? When did I plan to retire? And I said, well, I haven't. I mean, I'm like in my mid-20s. It's just not something I've really thought about. Mm-hmm. And he gets kind of focused at this point and takes out his laptop at the restaurant to start to see when I can retire.
Wait,
what?
He's like analyzing her financial situation?
Yes. He's like asking me, like, what do I do for a job and how much money do I make? Do I have a 401k and savings and all this?
Wow.
Wow, that's
and
a little.
It was a little creepy to me. I didn't want to tell him. All of that's kind of personal. And I said, well, I don't really know. And he said, well, just guesstimate.
So it's more like he's your financial planner at this point rather than you're going on a date with a dude.
Right. I'm trying to think about, do I want to, like, give you a kiss at the end of the night? Not when do I want to retire?
All right.
And it got really weird because I said he asked if my parents were rich. And he said, well, what is their estimated date of death, do you think?
Oh, no way.
Oh, my God. It'd be more concerning if you had a date.
When we talked to him, he told us that you guys had some really deep conversations.
Oh, my gosh.
Really deep. Like, too deep.
Yeah. He took that as a, having a deep, meaningful conversation, and you obviously took that as a weirdo who's trying to figure out when you can retire and when your parents are going to die.
Yeah. I mean, is this what he does all the time? I don't know. It weirded me out.
Yeah.
You know what else is weird? He's actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you right now.
What? He's been listening this whole time?
Yeah.
Zoe, there is nothing wrong with what I did. I was doing you a favor. Usually, I charge like $500 for my services.
Oh!
But you don't talk about that on a first date. I mean, who brings a laptop to a first date anyway? But you were asking me all these questions about money, not what, you know, my life aspirations were, or did I want to have kids one day? All these important things, and it was just numbers.
Well,
that?
We were going to get to that. I mean, everybody should be educated about their finances.
That would have been on our second date.
The personal stuff first.
I mean, I was really concerned. You didn't seem to have a clue.
Oh.
What? It really wasn't what I was worried about at the time.
You can't just go and call her clueless right now. I mean,
well, listen, she had no idea. She had no clue when she wanted to retire, how to retire, what kind of payments to be making in the meantime, how to set herself up. I mean, it was atrocious.
Maybe she just didn't want to discuss it with you, basically a total stranger.
Yeah.
On a first date.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
This was
Zoe.
A date, Victor, not a meeting set up so you could do her financial plan.
Well, I just seemed important, and this is how I showed I care.
Oh, okay.
What are those, like your seven love signs or whatever it is to show how you love someone?
There's only five, and I guarantee you that's not one of them.
You don't think financial planning is a love language? I don't know.
That's
I'm not sure.
It's not. And why would you ever even ask me when I thought my parents would die? You didn't even ask their name. It's not appropriate.
I didn't mean that I wanted to know when they were going to... Well, I mean, I did want to know when they were going to die, but not for the creepy reason. It's just that the average men die at 84.7, and mm-hmm. women are at 87.3, and I thought that I could calculate, therefore, how, when, and if you're going to get an inheritance, given the fact that that would be roughly around the time that they may pass, and I could
what?
Factor it into your retirement plan.
I'd rather think about them living to like 120. I love my parents.
But not to mention, if you're the oldest daughter, statistically, you're going to be the ones financially responsible for taking care of them in their old age.
Oh,
yeah, I hadn't gotten to that yet. I'm very aware. That's a very important factor. But she kept blocking me on the inheritance aspect of it, so I couldn't get that far.
Oh, that's terrible.
She's an inheritance blocker.
This is so ridiculous. Why are we even talking about this?
Well, because Zoe, I think you need to hear the hard truth, and that's that you have got to get yourself set up for a good future, you know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Victor! Victor, you were the one that called us and you wanted a second chance. What happened to that? Like, she told you what was wrong. Why aren't you apologizing instead of just attacking her further?
I'm not trying to attack her. Look, I mean, this is very important. You know, I mean, it's your financial well-being in the long term. If we're talking about a relationship, it's long term. Come on, where's your head?
It's a first date.
But shouldn't you know whether you're compatible with the person before you even start to care about the finances?
Yes.
I ran the numbers. I'm compatible with her.
I believe you did the research, Victor. Wow. I do.
You know what I mean? I guess I'm just more of a planner than you guys are. You know?
I don't know. I'm trying to plan a second date for you, though. Zoe, would you like to go on another date with Victor? We will pay for it.
You know, as tempting as it is, no.
Yeah.
No offense. I don't think we're going to be that compatible because you're going to want to talk numbers, and I'm not. So thank you very much, but no.
Yeah. Zoe, thank you for your time. Sorry it didn't work out for you.
It's fine. I don't want to go out with them again anyway.
Yeah.
And Victor, I'm sorry that didn't work out with Zoe, but, you know, if you have time to get dinner soon, I could probably use your help with a few things.
You've got my number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.